This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump continues to defend his response to allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. In a CBS interview, he was asked if he agrees with the assessment of the U.S. intelligence community that Russia did interfere.
And I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before. And I would say that that is true, yeah.
But you haven't condemned Putin specifically. Do you hold him personally responsible?
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
Mr. Trump also said Moscow continues to be a threat to the American electoral system. His White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said as much during a Wednesday briefing.
We certainly believe that we are taking steps to make sure they can't do it again, unlike previous administrations. This president is actually taking bold action and reform to make sure it doesn't happen again. But he does believe that they would target certainly U.S. elections again.
Earlier, Mr. Trump insisted he's been tough on Russia.
We're doing very well, probably as well as anybody has ever done with Russia. And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia.
The Russian leader insists his government was not involved in election tampering. Ethiopia's main airline Wednesday resumed commercial flights to neighboring Eritrea, the latest sign of normalized ties between the two former Horn of Africa enemies. Earlier, the two countries formally ended their border conflict. Israel's parliament has approved a controversial measure defining the country as the nation-state of the Jewish people. Critics say it will marginalize the country's Arab minority. The government says it merely puts in law Israel's existing character. This is VOA News. Even as Turkey prepares to lift its state of emergency imposed after a failed 2016 coup, an American Protestant clergyman remains in prison charged with terrorism and espionage linked to the attempted coup. Andrew Brunson insists he's innocent. He's been incarcerated 2 years. The American charge d'affaires, Philip Kosnick, has been watching the legal proceedings.
I have read the indictment. I have attended 3 hearings. I don't believe that there is any indication that Pastor Brunson is guilty of any sort of criminal or terrorist activity.
A court hearing was held Wednesday. Brunson's next hearing, October 12, late Wednesday, President Trump, in a tweet, called on his Turkish counterpart to release the pastor. In southwest Syria, rebels in the bombarded city Nawa have surrendered to pro-government forces. There are also reports the Syrian rebels have laid down their weapons in the Kunitra province, bordering the Israeli Golan Heights. At the same time, an evacuation of pro-regime fighters and their families from 2 Shia villages in the northwest has been completed. British Prime Minister Theresa May said her government has begun negotiations with the European Union on her divorce plan, which considers a closer relationship with Brussels than many of her Conservative supporters want.
The Chequers Agreement, the White Paper, are the basis for our negotiation with the European Union, and we've already started those negotiations.
Earlier, Boris Johnson, her former Foreign Secretary, who resigned his post over the so-called Chequers plan, told Parliament the government must rethink its strategy.
It is not too late to save Brexit. Yeah. We have time in these negotiations. We have changed tack once, and we can change again.
Ms. May this week won narrow victories on a customs and trade bill, but was defeated on another amendment as the country moves toward Brexit next March. Accused Russian agent Maria Butina has been ordered jailed, with prosecutors arguing the 29-year-old former university student is a flight risk until her trial. She's been accused by U.S. authorities of ties to Russian intelligence and trying to infiltrate political groups. European antitrust regulators Wednesday fined Google $5 billion, ordering it to stop using its popular Android mobile operating system to block rivals.
Okay.